Imagine the scene. We were in the wardroom of a battleship at sea, and the audience was composed of officers who had recently taken the ship into action. As in Nelson's day, England was again at war, fighting for her life. Winston Churchill was completely absorbed in the story, and for the first time spoke no longer to those near him, but seemed to retreat into himself, as if he was sitting alone in the dark, expressing an attention so complete that it seemed one might look and find him no longer there, but taken up, merged and absorbed by the screen. Then, as the last scene came and Nelson lay dying in the cockpit of the Victory, they bent over him and told him that the day was his. The man who was watching so intently took a handkerchief from his pocket and wiped his eyes without shame. Looking at Winston Churchill at that revealing moment, I thought that in some extraordinary way, he belongs to an older England, to the England of the Tudors, a violent, swashbuckling England perhaps, but a warm and emotional England too, an England as yet untouched by the hardness of an age of steel.